Hi, this is Josh on Everyone's Station, 88.9 FM.
What's going on? I can't hear you.
Oh, the microphone.
I don't know what's going on, Josh.
No.
Maybe
no.
You...
Hello?
Oh, you know what's going on? Somebody disconnected it and didn't put it back in. Naughty, naughty. There you go.
Hello, Robin. How are you?
I'm good.
And we got a special guest in the studio.
She's not special. She's a special person, but she's not a guest. She's part of the show.
She is. Her name's Sharon. Hello,
her name
Sharon.
Is Sharon.
How are you, Sharon?
Good morning. How are we?
Pretty good.
We're good, thank you.
Isn't it a lovely, beautiful day outside? It's like sunshine.
We're all speechless.
I think so.
It is lovely, Josh.
It is
a nice day. It's a nice autumn day.
It is. It's beautiful.
You are right. I'm sorry.
Yes. But it was...
It just took me a while to...
I know.
...to comprehend what you said then.
Yeah, we had a bit of a
had a bit of some rain up there at Kyogle too.
Oh, same here. I'm sick of the rain.
Yeah. And
aren't you?
No.
No.
You like the rain.
Are your tanks not full yet?
Oh, no, they're full.
Okay.
Oh.
I just can't do anything else. I can't get my washing dry or anything because...
There's no breeze at your place, Robin?
Yeah, but when it's got rain with it, it doesn't help. No, I did get some. I got most of it dry. Yep.
Yeah.
I'm just whinging.
Oh, well.
All right, so everyone's been okay.
After
we didn't think you would be here today, but you are.
Because Sharon's supposed to be away, but she's...
I didn't go.
No, not
with
wise move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As sad as it is,
anyway,
the days can wait.
There's always next time.
Yep.
That's correct, yeah. All right, so we've got a couple of requests to get through.
We have.
And what are we going to do today? Have we decided? No, we hadn't.
No.
Well, we'll think about it while we play this request for Tony and Ballina.
Yep.
Billy Thorpe.
Yep.
Most people I know.
Yep.
Think that
I'm crazy.
That I'm crazy, not you.
Tony.
Okay. 88.9 FM.
Most people I know think that I'm crazy. And I know at times I act a little hasty. But if that's my way, has caused me confusion, but slowly in time I learned that my place is to tell all that I meet the glory that God is.
I don't know what happened then. It just stopped.
Don't know.
It just stopped. I done nothing. Don't blame me.
No.
Don't you dare blame me.
Don't know.
Just means he's not crazy then.
No.
Well, I'm sorry about that, Tony. I don't even know at what point in the song it stopped because I wasn't listening.
No.
Well, in the meantime, while we find Tony's other song, I'm going to play and I've forgotten what number it was.
Yeah.
George Strait. Now, you like George Strait, don't you?
Yeah, he's got a good voice, hasn't he?
I like his... he sings I Just Want to Dance With You, doesn't he?
I think that's...
Yeah, I should have played that one because that's probably my favourite. But this one is called I Don't Want to Talk It Over Anymore.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay. He wants to be like that.
It's 10:10 and Josh... Yes. What can they do if they'd like to join us?
66-822-649.
Hey, you know what I found?
What did you found, Robin?
A comedy novelty songs for you. So we'll play some of those, eh?
Some funny ones.
Yeah, why
in
not?
The program.
Yeah,
sounds good.
I reckon we should. Let's have a laugh.
Yes, 88.9 FM.
66-822-649.
Yep.
I don't want to talk. Yeah.
Coffee fix? Head to McCafe drive-thru and get your favourite barista-made coffee made with care and craft without leaving the comfort of your car. We're drive-thru people. McCafe. We're coffee people.
Check out the new look Casino Golf Club, a magnificent 18-hole golf course with a charming and picturesque atmosphere. Play with nature and then enjoy a delicious meal at our top restaurant. Enjoy coffee mornings, share time with friends, or come in and enjoy our weekly entertainment. With something for the whole family, we challenge you to spend the day or an entire weekend with us here at the Golfie. Eat, play, relax, enjoy at Casino Golf Club, your home of leisure.
Our poster.
After a bargain, for the month of March, Better Home Living Casino and Lismore are having a massive clearance sale on all furniture. All floor stock must be cleared to make way for new brands. Come along and grab a bargain at our sponsor, Better Home Living Casino and Lismore. Go local, go better.
Buongiorno from our sponsor, Casa Vecchia Gift Shop at Historic New Italy. The best little gift shop this side of Florence. If you love all things Italian, you will love the authentic imported Italian range and the wonderful local gift ideas. Drop into Casa Vecchia and say ciao at Historic New Italy on the Pacific Highway, 10 km south of Woodburn. Casa Vecchia is a Centrelink approved workplace and is looking for volunteers. Find out more at newitaly.com.au.
The Burntwood Cafe, the best little coffee shop on the far north coast. The Burntwood Cafe on the strip at Woodburn, open 7 days from 6 a.m. And now, from Wednesdays to Sundays, the best pizzas and burgers on the coast. The Burntwood Cafe, Pacific Highway, Woodburn.
It's been a blue day without my baby, a blue day without my girl, been a blue day without my honey, blue day, blue day, she's gone and left me alone and lonely. I said she was coming back. I don't think she told me that she'd been untrue.
Blue day, blue day.
So untrue.
Blue day, blue day.
she was gonna take a trip downtown. Told me not to worry and to get low down. A whisper in my ear said she won't be there. She'll be back in town with her fancy man.
Blue day without my baby. A blue day without my girl. It's been a blue day without my heart. And a trip downtown. She told me not to worry, not to get low down. A whisper in my ear said she won't be there. She'll be back in town with a fancy man. Been a blue day without my baby. Been a blue day without my girl. It's been a blue day without my honey. Been a blue day. Blue day, so, so blue.
That was a nice song, wasn't it, Robin?
I really like that. That's it's on a CD called At the End of the Rainbow, Harry Young and the Original Aztecs, dedicated to the memory of Billy Thorpe. And was Blue Day and guest artist Tommy Emmanuel.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I like that.
Mm.
So it's sort of any theme, isn't it?
Yeah, today.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Did you like the George Strait song? I did.
Yeah. Yeah. Had a good beat to it, actually.
I thought so too.
Mm.
I think we're on a roll today.
I think we are.
All right. And now, you can have sort of any theme, can't you?
Yep.
So squirt, squirt, squirt.
Sadie the cleaning lady said.
So, yeah, we should play that. Yeah. No.
No.
It's Joe the Crow.
That's right.
All right. So...
Yeah.
We've got some requests coming up, actually.
We do.
Yeah. Right now, another one for Tony and Ballina. This is Genghis Khan, I think, and Moscow.
Moscow, yep.
Yep.
It's a good song.
Yep, not bad.
88.9 FM, Richmond Valley Radio, 20 past 10.
Woohoo.
We know the Russian man. You need new work boots? You're going camping. You need a camp fridge? No problem. Check out Aussie Digger Camping and Workwear's catalogue for all the latest specials. Our sponsor, Aussie Digger Camping and Workwear, 38 Bridge Street, North Lismore.
Cumulus Dental, our sponsor, your family dentist. Cumulus Dental, 83 Woodluck Street, Lismore, 6621 5528.
It's 3 a.m. It's cold. I turn my collar up. The man behind the counter smiles. It's night time and I'm wearing sunglasses. I take them off, but he still smiles. Oh, of course he does. I'm at the Night Owl convenience store, 81 Woodluck Street, Lismore. Where they smile 7 days, from sunrise to the wee small hours, and sometimes to the next sunrise. Good food and drinks, fresh fruit and veggies, the cheapest coffee and a safe ATM. 81 Woodluck Street, Lismore. The Night Owl. How convenient.
Evans River RSL Day Club hold their meetings Monday mornings in the Remembrance Room at Club Evans, RSL Evans Head, from 9:30 to 1:30 p.m. Morning tea and two-course lunch provided at a small cost of $7. For more information, please contact Marilyn on 0401 493316. This community service announcement has been brought to you by the volunteers and sponsors of 88.9 FM.
Here's a tale of Billy Hayes from out near Alice Springs. A wild young ringer on his day who done some crazy things. He jumped bulls over fences, raced a colt up Ayers Rock, so his legs weren't built for walking, they were made for riding stock. A legend round the rodeos from Aileron to Broome, an untried horse at 6 a.m. was saddle broke by noon. No form of equine foolery Bill wasn't going to try. Only one thing ever spooked him. He was way too scared to fly. If I was meant to do it, I'd have feathers and a beak. You take the plane then in a day, I'll drive and waste a week. I've been told they're safe as houses and mechanically they're sound. I don't see no rope or bridle, so I'm sticking on the ground. But one day Billy got a phone call from his mate in Adelaide. He'd got his girl in trouble, so the wedding cards were played. Oh, Bill, I don't care how you do it. You can beg or steal or borrow. But, mate, you got to take the plane because the big day's on tomorrow. Well, Billy cursed and spat it, said, that dopey bloody coot, he knows I'd jump on anything that's coming out of shoot. I've caught stallions that'd kill you, caught bulls get off their brain. Never thought they'd come today, I'd have to catch a plane. He legged it to the airport, he thought, well, this is it. The lady at the counter asked, where would you like to sit? He said, you know that black box thing they always seem to find? Well, you can stick me right inside if you wouldn't bloody mind. The lady smiled politely, said, sir, I'll just take your bag. He said, I don't bloody think so. And by the way, it's called a swag. Well, Bill was sweating buckets when they finally cleared the strip. He had his seatbelt on that tight, he was bleeding from the hip. But when they levelled out, he stopped shaking at the knees. He looked around, relaxed, and thought, this flying game's a breeze. He clipped his belt undone, stretched out in his seat. Well, he couldn't stretch that far because his swag was at his feet. Then the captain crackled something. Bill asked the hostess what was said. Sir, you'd better buckle up. There's some turbulence ahead. Turbulence? What's that? Sir, it's pockets caused by heat. And when it gets severe, it can throw you from your seat. Throw me, I'll be buggered. He pushed his seat right back, wrapped his legs around his swag and stuck his left hand through the strap. He jammed down his Akubra. He was ready now to ride. Then things got pretty bumpy and Billy yelled, outside! Well, the plane she dropped 1,000 feet, rose up 500 more. When his head near hit the ceiling, he gave a mighty roar. I've rode all through the territory and never come unstuck. So give me all you got, big bird, and buck, you bastard buck. And while the passengers were screaming in fear of certain death, Billy whooped and hollered till he near and out of breath. You would have thought that canvas swag was welded to his ass. And before the ringer knew it, he'd bucked up to business class. There seemed no way to tame this creature that had 10 gears in reverse. Didn't worry, Billy just bucked on through to first. He'd done somersaults with twist on this mongrel mount from hell. He yelled out to the pilot, "For Christ's sake, ring the bell." Bill was bleeding from the bugle. He had cuts above both eyes. If you weren't there on the spot, you'd probably think I'm telling lies. He'd been upside down, inside out, done flips and triple spins. You might have seen some great rides in your time, but hands down, Billy wins. Well, the flight returned to normal. Bill was flat out on the deck. Still stuck to his swag, but he looked a bloody wreck. He pulled himself together, stood up and raised his hat. Said, "I've had some tough trips in me time, but never one like that. An 8-second spin in Alice proves you're made of sturdy stuff. I was on there near a minute, and I reckon that's enough." Well, the first-class folk were dumbstruck at this crazy ringer's feat. But Bill just grabbed a crownie and he walked back to his seat. Now, years have passed, Bill's long give the bucking game away. Too many breaks and dusty miles for far too little pay. Now, planes are not a problem. In fact, he'd rather fly than ride. And when you talk about his maiden voyage, his chest puffs out with pride. You can talk about your Rocky Neds and that old chainsaw bloke. I'd ride them both without a rope and roll a bloody smoke. There's cowboys round who think they're hot. Well, they ain't tasted heat till they've ridden time on turbulence at 30,000 feet. Thanks, folks. Thank you. So, yeah, true story on the facts of being changed to protect the innocent.
Swan Bay Sandstone Landscape and Quarry Supplies provide you with everything you need to construct a pond, swimming pool, a path or road, garden edging, even a great wall of china. Swan Bay Sandstone Landscape and Quarry Supplies have pebbles to boulders, buckets full to tip trucks full. Pick up or delivered. Wet and dry equipment hire. Swan Bay Sandstone Landscape and Quarry Supplies. Reardon's Lane, Swan Bay. 66822 433.
Our sponsor! Join the new power generation, Enova Community Energy. Enova Energy is a social enterprise acting on climate change by helping communities switch to renewable energy. It's helping communities to become energy independent and to keep money local. You too can join this movement for a better future. For solar or non-solar customers, switching to Enova is quick and easy. Enova is proudly Australian-owned and operated. Switch to our sponsor, Enova Energy, today. Call 5622 1700 or visit enovaenergy.com.au.
Graham Vidler once sponsored two shows, Auto Electric and Auto Air, at your place or at the Woodburn Caltex. 66 822 303.
Well, there once was a fella named Willard McBain, and he only had just one thought on his brain. Every evening about midnight he'd slip off alone and call the same lady on a paid telephone.
It's me again, Margaret.
Hello, is this Margaret?
You don't know me, Margaret, but I know you.
Upset the lady and it gave her the blues. So she called up the police, said, "What shall I do?" Well, the chief of detectives came around to her home and eavesdropped upon them on her upstairs phone.
It's me again, Margaret.
Hello, is this Margaret? Margaret, I know it's you, Margaret. Are you naked?
Well, they called up Ma Bell and they traced him on down to a funky old phone booth on the outskirts of town. It was there that the vice squad with their field glasses raised the lips of that amorous man as he said,
"It's me again, Margaret."
Hello, is it Margaret? I know it's you, Margaret. I bet you can't guess what I'm doing.
Well, they cuffed him and dragged him to the station downtown. And they allowed him one phone call before the jailer came around. He wet his chapped lips and he cleared his young throat. Then he dialed the telephone and softly he spoke.
They got me, Margaret. You ain't gonna miss me, Margaret. I know that. But I miss you. And when I get out, Margaret, I'm gonna come back with a weed beater and a live chicken and some beets preserves. We'll have a big old time, Margaret.
Are we on? We're recording now.
Yep.
We're all gonna die someday, Lord. We're all gonna die someday. Mama's on pills, daddy's over the hill, but we're all gonna die someday. Well, it hurts down here on earth, Lord. It hurts down here on earth. It hurts down here 'cause we're running out of beer, but we're all gonna die someday. We're all gonna die someday, Lord. We're all gonna die someday. Mama's on pills, daddy's over the hill, but we're all
FM. Yeah, that was a good song. Tracy Chambers.
Yeah, we're all going to die someday now. We played that for
Brad.
And hopefully that was the one you wanted, Brad.
Yes.
It's the only one I can think of with those words in the title.
Yeah.
And also we had the Naked Poets and Turbulence.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
And that's for Smithy and also Ray Stevens' Me Again, Margaret.
Oh, right.
Yep. All right.
So we're
moving right along here. What was MO9?
MO9.
Oh, I know. I remember. I think that was way back in Genghis Khan, wasn't it?
I think it was.
Could have been, yeah. All right. So what do you know?
What did I know?
So you were saying you guys are not allowed to go to anywhere where there's a gathering.
Or swim centre.
Or the clubs, anything like that.
Mm.
You wouldn't be allowed. I think they will close the clubs. They'll have to, I think.
Yeah.
Because there's too many older people go.
Yes.
Whilst they enjoy going, it's, wouldn't be good.
No.
Too much of a risk, really.
I think so, yeah.
Even, they reckon the Lismore workers is closing down for this week for that concert.
Oh, the concert won't be on?
No.
Yeah,
there's been a few things cancelled that we were going to as well, which is a good idea. You don't know.
Oh, yeah.
You don't
know. It's nobody knows.
That's the problem,
so you can't take the risk.
Yeah. No. But even the square, Robin, can't take the risk either.
You can't, no. Some of us have to go there, but very quickly.
Yeah.
And as I was saying last week, I already get their things and wipe all the trolley and wash my hands and
at the
toilet up the square. At the square they have a hand sanitizer machine. Near the top of one of the escalators there.
Oh right.
Oh, do they?
Mm, they do.
I didn't see that there before.
No, I don't think it's been there that long actually.
Mm.
But so I use that.
Yeah.
Wash your hands away.
Oh, no. My hands are suffering.
Are they sore? Are they, Robin?
They're saying, what is going on here?
And every time you watch TV, it's repeat the same thing over and over. Some people are getting sick of it.
Really? No, I'm finding that there's new information all the time.
Mm.
And they are finding new information all the time.
Yeah.
There's a good chance that our very clever people in Queensland have come up with a cure, not a cure, but an antidote for...
Oh, really?
Yes, yeah. And it's using existing... They've already started clinical trials in X amount of hospitals around Australia.
Wonderful.
Yes.
And, fingers crossed. It's using existing... drugs. I'll say drugs for want of a better word.
Yes.
And so that we won't have to be passed by the drug administrations because these drugs are already available.
Yeah.
Mm.
So if it turns out that it's what they think it is, it'll be just absolutely, I don't know, it'll just be worldwide use and it'll just be absolutely amazing.
It would be.
I would be.
And who rang up and said, somebody rang up and said cats and dogs are getting it.
Are they?
Oh, really?
Oh.
Really? How? Didn't they wash their paws?
Don't know. Don't know.
I'm going to look that up.
Oh, yeah?
Because that's the sort of thing we don't want to have happen.
No.
Unless it was a joke.
I don't think so.
No.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, all right. Here's Mar Baker, Boney M.
Yes.
Freeze, I'm Mar Baker. Put your hands in the air. Give me all your money.
This is the story of Mar Baker, the meanest cat from old Chicago town.
In old Chicago. Did you know Southern Cross Hygiene stock council-approved food service detergents and sanitizers? A station sponsor.
Starwood Timbers are your locally owned and operated distributors of quality Ranbuild sheds, garden sheds, workshops, garages. In fact, any sort of shed built using 100% quality Australian blue scope steel. Ranbuild sheds come complete. Nothing left to buy. Ask about the 12-month interest-free offer until the end of April 2020. Our sponsor, Starwood Timbers and Building Supplies, Alstonville. They can give you the right advice for the right price. 66281101.
Who takes brekkie, smoko and lunch orders on 66214422? Simos. Who opens and closes early 5.5 days? Simos. Who makes everything fresh on the premises? Simos. Who sells chicken sandy burgers and Coke for $10? Simos.
Actually, it's Skimos, not Simos. Skimos.
Hi, this is Josh on Everyone's Station, 88.9 FM.
Making my way downtown, walking fast, faces pass and I'm homebound. Staring blankly ahead, just making my way through the crowd. And I need you, and I miss you, and now I wonder if I could fall into the sky. Do you think time went past me by? 'Cause you know I'd walk 1,000 miles if I can just see you tonight. There's always times like these when I think of you, and I wonder if you ever think of me. I need you, and I miss you, and now I wonder if I could fall into the sky. Do you think time went past me by? How can you know I'd walk 1,000 miles if I could just see you tonight? Downtown, walking fast, faces pass and I'm homebound. Staring blankly ahead, just making my way through the crowd. And I still need you, I still miss you. Could fall into the sky. Do you think time would pass us by? 'Cause you know I'd walk 1,000 miles if I could just see you. If I could fall into the sky, do you think time?
Hello, Robin, back again.
88.9.
Yes.
And we really do have a special visitor in the studio now, don't we?
We do.
We say good morning to Luke. Hello, Luke.
Hi, Luke. How are you? You good?
Say hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, good on you. Now, you just had a lovely pie for lunch, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it yummy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And how are you, anyhow? Are you good?
Yep.
How old are you? Are you three? Do you go to preschool yet?
No, not today.
Not today. No. All right, then. Okay, and do you have a brother, a big brother, don't you?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Coop.
Okay, I think I've met Coop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 And what are you going to do today when you go home? Going to play?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your favourite toy?
Puddles.
You love puddles? Oh, puzzles. Oh. Sorry.
Oh.
What's your favourite puzzle?
Mm-hmm. Peppa. Pig.
Oh, Peppa Pig.
Ah.
I like Peppa Pig.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we're going to go to a song now for Smithy.
Yeah.
What do you reckon? We'll play him a Slim Dusty?
Yeah.
All right. And we'll talk to you again next time.
Yep.
Next time you come. All right?
Yeah.
Okay. See you later.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. Here we go.
I was short of a dollar, so I called on a bloke whose pay wasn't good, his gear was a joke. You can't pick and choose when you're down on your luck, and your only profession is driving a truck. So we talked for a spell and he gave me a job, this cunning old guy known as Bent Axle Bob. The rig which he owned was an F Model Mac, and the run that I drew was the territory track. Bob's freight was the kind which no other would cart. The places he sent me would just break your heart. From dead ends in Balmain to drill rigs out west, where the sands of the desert put your gear to the test. But I battled along and I shifted some weight. Old Bent Axle whinged every time I ran late. Small wonder if you saw the smoke from the pump and saw half the metal that I found in the sump. Oh, that's right. The trailers were buckled, the tires were worn, the tops which he owned were tattered and torn. The dogs and the chains were all rusty and joined. Ah, it was easy to see how his nickname was coined. Every axle was bent and the dolly was cracked. The kingpins were strained from the loads they had hacked. I did what I could, mate, yes, I really tried. And old Bent Axle whinged till the day that he died. He did, yeah. I'm sitting here at home and I'm out of a job. No longer employed by old Bent Axle Bob. A note from the lawyer, I read what's inside. Seems I own a road train now since old Bent Axle died. Yes, I'm heir to the fortune of Bent Axle Bob. I need a good driver if you need a job. You can drive this old rig to the scrap dealer's dump, complete with Bent Axles and that smoky fuel pump. Complete with Bent Axles and smoky fuel pump, you can drive this old rig to the scrap dealer's dump and leave it there.
Hello, this is Rod.
Oh, Rod, you have to come home. There's something in the kitchen and it's moving.
What are you talking about? What's moving?
I don't know, but it's black and creepy looking and I'm not going back inside until you do something.
Okay, I'll call Pestagon. One visit and the pests are gone.
Pestagon, it's a local company and they sort out spiders, cockroaches, ants and all creepy looking things that scare Rod's wife. Call them 0427 683 890. Pestagon, our sponsor.
If you want to rearrange your part of the Richmond Valley, but it's too much for your shovels and a wheelbarrow, you'd better get the Martin Brothers, Steve and Dave. Ring them now on 0427 832 395. 0427 832 395.
Our sponsor.
The Woodburn Evans Head Golf Club is ramping up for the cooler weather. Something happening every Saturday during March. New members welcome. Call Bernadette, 66822385. The club welcomes mums with babies. Check them out on the web.
Our sponsor.
AJ Magne is crazy. He's holding a mammoth mad March sale. All stock must be cleared out. It's crazy at Macaulay Street, North Lismore. AJ Magne's mammoth mad March sale. It's just crazy.
Our sponsor.
I'm a mechanized swaggy in a Kenworth T950. A whole big freight across the paddock to Perth. Me and my girl share the wheel and the berth. We can make it in 48 hours from Sydney. I used to like hearing my dad tell of the Depression. Looking for work and getting knocked back. Shouldered his swag and took to the track. Remembers each camp and every good cook on the station. The times have changed, old timer. The years have passed you by. Some things never alter at all. Let me tell you why. The dusty roads you tramped are now all highways. The road camp now a sleeper cabin. The billy of tea, a quick coffee we grab. I live on the road, I'm the mechanized swaggy of this day. Let's go now. Yeah, things have changed, old time, and yet they're still the same. The swaggy's old tradition lives on in the trucking game. Cause I'm a mechanized swaggy in a Kenworth T950. Checking the gauges and the axle weights. Listening to the sound of the Jacob's brake. We live on the road, we're the mechanized swaggies of this day. Hey, I'm a mechanized swaggy in a Kenworth T950. I haul big freight across the paddock to Perth. Me and my girl share the wheel and the berth. We live on the road, we're the mechanized swaggies of this day. Hey!